Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody, we're back.
We are back.
It is Wednesday, May the 10th, and you're listening to episode number 182 of the Smart Marks Podcast. How are you, sir?
It's Thursday, and it's May 11th, and you're listening to the Smart Marks Podcast.
We're live.
But if you're watching us on Twitch.
So if you're watching us on Twitch, it's live. If not, then you're listening to us in your ear holes on Thursday. So just disregard that first part. Let's time travel.
Yeah.
Marty!
You gotta go back!
We gotta fix the Smart Marks Podcast! They said the wrong date! How are you, Matt?
Doing good. We need more movie references.
We need more everything references.
It's fantastic. Doing good. Nice little week. Got to put out a flashback episode last week. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah, we had some issues with the RSS feed.
Yeah.
So.
If you guys have been listening to the show for a long time, then obviously you've heard that one before. Raise that glass up and put it closer to the camera because it's pretty nice. Jeremy's got a sweet ass, that's Enzo a microphone, Amore. Enzo Amore microphone glass that he's drinking out of. That's pretty badass. When did you get that?
I got that in my slam crate.
Oh, the slam crate you were supposed to do an unboxing for.
I
forgot to.
I got this dope ass Austin, too. Oh, hell yeah.
Throw me a beer.
That comes with like a little ring
setting,
right? Yeah,
it's got a little ring setup.
That's a little badass. So if you're definitely watching on Twitch, you guys can check that out. Man, look what they did to his legs.
They're crippled.
Wow. He has no legs. These are badass.
They're pretty cool, right?
These are cool. These are some pretty cool figures. Can't move that arm, can you?
Pretty damn cool. No, you can't move that arm.
This is cool, man. That's pretty cool. Like
I got that Stone Cold. I got two of these cups actually, an Enzo one and a regular WWE one.
I would collect these figures more.
Oh, I know. Those figures are pretty damn cool.
Than the Elite, like any of like the new ones. They're coming out with like a new Funko like mini series, like the mystery little
bags. Yeah.
I'm waiting for those to pop up so I can just buy a whole shitload of them. That'll be fun to do for the show, like do a couple like just
unboxing of those like while we're
like,
live.
The mystery,
yeah, cuz they're so small. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I mean, it's. I saw those and I thought they were really neat. And I saw.
I'm gonna be on the hunt because we're going in July, the first week of July. We're going to California.
And it's the Jeremy Holman annual family vacation. Yep.
Have you seen the Finn Balor Funko Pops?
Yeah,
there's like four different ones, and there's two different demon ones. And holy shit, I want them all.
And those ones are never on sale on WWE.
No, fuck no. Are they on WWE.com?
Yeah, they put them on, but WWE.com tries to sell every single series that they have.
There's one that's an FYE exclusive though. That's the one I'm after. I think it's the one with the full black makeup and the like. Because there's one with the demon makeup. And then there's one with the demon makeup and then the dreads or whatever he's wearing, the tassels on the head.
Tassels.
Fuck,
tassels.
So cool. I want those so bad. And then the AJ Styles one I want really bad, too.
Yeah, that one looks really cool.
Whoa!
Oh, Austin, over the top rope! Something Austin never did before.
He just pulled a Matt Hardy.
He did.
You remember that?
When he was tagging with Shannon Moore.
With Shannon Moore, yeah. And he went to do the V1 over the rope and just ate shit.
Hot shit over the rope.
I got to have that relived recently because there's a house show, I think 2 weeks ago, where Matt and Jeff were doing the V1 taunt. And Jeff does the kind of like roll it up. And then he has the V1 and falls flat on his face. He takes a face bump on purpose. But they showed it side by side with Matt Hardy eating shit over the top rope as it happened. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's good stuff. So Payback happened. Or not. Wait. Right, yeah. Payback. That's
did
what
we
it was
not
called,
cover
right?
Payback?
No, because we skipped last week.
Yeah. Do we want to cover Payback?
No, we can just talk about.
It was an okay paper.
Alexa Bliss, new champ.
Yeah. I'm kind of okay with that. I just wish it wouldn't have been in Bayley's hometown is the only thing.
That was a little weird, man.
I'm okay with Alexa Bliss being the one to make history and being the one to win twice. Yeah. I'm okay with her winning that title and taking it away from Bayley. It's just...
She's good on the
mic, almost wish it would have happened in a rematch on Raw or something, you know? Mm.
Yeah, I'm over the whole losing in your hometown.
So am I.
It would have been better to see it like happen on...
But if you took that away, if it was on any other hometown, I'm 100% okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think I'm about 90% okay with it now.
Yeah, he like murdered so many kids' dreams that day.
I know.
I was pointing out Izzy, superfan Izzy.
On her birthday.
Not only on her birthday, so it was like double whammy for Bailey.
You know, Izzy has a Twitter?
Yeah.
I didn't know if we followed it or not. Either I just recently followed it or the Smart Marks page just recently followed it. but I stumbled across it.
Yeah, she has a Twitter.
Pretty cool.
She's a cool kid. Yeah. I hope she. I hope her interest in wrestling stays there.
Yeah, right.
For a long time, because it's. Hope she doesn't like grow out of it, because then it'd be cool to see like, just and some of them. Do, I mean, some of them do like someone like Bailey and
yeah.
AJ Lee.
Those, hold on to it forever.
Those girls that held on to it forever.
And my daughter has said she's six, but she's like, I would want to do that. So that's been our like leverage to keep her in gymnastics and tumbling and stuff like that.
Doing gymnastics, you're gonna be a badass.
So she stays in gymnastics, and then she wanted to do karate. I'm like, that kind of stuff. Like, you stay active and you do that kind of stuff, and maybe
put her in judo, man.
Buck, right? Just have them the next Ronda Rousey.
I need to get Smart Mark stickers and put them on the bottom of the cans.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's
a good idea. Or just to cover the labels for products, you know. Because I don't want to be fucking paying Mountain Dew.
I got my hand over it.
It's okay, fine. You're good. Yeah,
you said
good.
The name.
You're good. So. Son of a bitch!
Hey, I just looked over at your Daniel Bryan Funko. And good news from Brie Bella.
Yes!
They have gave birth to their baby.
To Birdie.
Little Birdie.
Last week, Brie was actually hospitalized overnight because they were having some breathing issues with Birdie. Yeah. And now she's here as of today. So congratulations.
Like 8 pounds, 10 ounces.
Yes.
Those were the yes.
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 He gets a yes chant from us. Yes chant. For a healthy baby.
Graphic comes in. Congratulations to the Daniel.
We need a badass like yes graphic to pop up.
That'd be cool. I think we can do something like that.
We can do some stuff.
We can do something like that.
Some animation or something. We need to get little animations to go.
Hey, while you're out in July, I'm gonna work on your computer. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'm totally. That's actually a decent idea.
That's a good idea.
Fuck, that's a good idea. Remind me to erase all those nudes first.
No, leave them on.
No, they're not nudes of me or my wife. It's just nudes, random dudes.
Oh, leave them on.
The fat dudes.
Leave them on.
It's actually.
I'm with the Bears.
It's actually. It's actually fantasy.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, fantasy. Simpsons porn of comic book guy.
Oh, leave it on.
Yeah, you're totally cool with that, right?
I hope it's a bunch of solo shows.
Right? Oh, man, that's the thing is we are getting... I told Matt before this.
Yeah, before we went on the
before
air.
Before we went on the air. We're getting there Sunday, July 2nd, which is day two of New Japan's G1 tournament.
Yeah.
And it is already sold out.
Yeah.
I'm so irritated.
Yeah.
I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
Because you know it's probably going to be Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes. Like, there's going to be a ton of guys in that second round.
It's packed. Sucks. But it's cool to see, like, Kenny Omega in the States.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
And we finally got that rematch announced for Okada and Kenny Omega for the New Japan World title.
Yes.
So that'll eventually happen, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
I think I'm going to watch that.
I think we need to watch that.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
It's going to be
I'm gonna wake up. Match of the year, possibly. I'm going to wake up and watch it live. That's
are you?
Yeah.
What time does it air our time?
4 in the morning.
4 in the morning.
Remember when they
like
had that Japan show?
For WWE, The Beast in the East?
Yeah, Beast in the East.
And we got up at like, did you watch? I think I just watched it at like 6 in the morning. Mm. I got up normal time and watched
it. I did not watch that live. I woke up and it was cool because I had the morning off, so I just was able to wake up and just, I was like, hey, I'm going to watch wrestling. Like, I'm a kid again. Saturday morning slam. Eat my cereal and watch some guys get their asses kicked.
That's about right.
It's a bunch of jobbers.
That's how I got into wrestling.
Saturday morning slam.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Watching the Saturday mornings with my grandpa.
Yeah. Grandma.
Who's with your grandma?
Yeah, my grandma,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's been a night at her house every Friday, pretty much get out of my parents' hair. And she had cable, so I'd end up watching Saturday morning slam. She would sit down. She made breakfast, and we watched wrestling together.
We lived with my grandparents. They were getting older, so my mom was taking care of both of them. So while she was working on Saturday mornings, I'd get up, and that's my grandpa and I would sit there and watch them together. And then, I mean, we've brought it up time and time again. I lost interest in it, and our good friend Joe brought me back into it.
It's just so funny that it was Joe.
Also, I got a Snapchat from Joe this week telling me I better not badmouth Michael P.S. Hayes.
Michael P.S.
Hayes. He was listening to it.
He loved that episode.
And he did the Snapchat filter with the beard on. He's all Bad Street, U.S. of A.
That's
don't you fucking badmouth P.S. Hayes.
That's good.
He's like singing, making his own lyrics through it.
Why did I not get that one, Joe? Seriously, I'm looking into the wrong place.
Because
why
you were
did
not
I not
singing.
Get that one? I did not. Yeah, I just kept on singing Bad Street.
Hey man, fucking.
Hey, so
so Rose Mendez.
What was worse?
Getting rid of?
What was worse, Rosa Mendez or House of Horrors? Because I had a hand in both of them. If you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean, man. House of Horrors. So that fucking house from the House of Horrors match is already on sale for like only like $32,000. It was like a dumb amount that it was on sale for. As is.
32?
I want
like as is like
maybe like 130. Like no, shitty? I can't be. It can't be
32 grand.
No, I'm telling you, it was like ridiculously cheap. I sent you the link. I'm going to try and see if I can find it. But it was stupid fucking cheap. And it was as is, like, after they had torn it up and they destroyed it the way they did.
Yeah.
It was as is. So here's.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Here's the funny things behind that. So they were in San Jose, right?
Yeah.
Fucking match was filmed in Missouri, I think.
Yeah.
It was somewhere on the East Coast.
So they time traveled.
And you know why? You know why Randy Orton lost that match? Because he decided to take his time and stop and shave his fucking goatee from the House of Horrors.
I didn't even notice that.
In the House of Horrors actual match, like in the house, he had a full-on goatee. Like,
I didn't even
all stubble right
that.
Here, and he was clean-shaven in the ring.
Oh, I'm going to go back and watch
that. Fucking terrible continuity.
We talk about the Roman Reigns camera angles being wrong.
Yeah.
Randy Orton did not give any Fs.
They full on
and just went and shaved and totally forgot about it. Nobody thought to like tell him don't shave.
Someone had called it out and they're like, "Well, no wonder he lost. He took time to go home and shave." Oh. And I looked at it, I was like, "Holy shit, he did!"
I had to go back and watch that now.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt's House of Horrors match is actually House of Horrors match home is actually on the market.
How funny!
I'm trying to pull up the actual price for it. It is the house built in 1905, sits on 3 acres of land in Richmond, Missouri. And it's perfect for all your gimmick match needs. I'm trying to find the...
That was a long drive.
From Missouri. And they got there fucking extremely fast.
Was in St. Louis, Missouri, the hometown of Randy Orton?
Yeah, St. Louis.
I wonder why he lost.
Oh, shit, son. Mm-hmm. It says it is as is. It's listed. Looking for a small acreage just outside of the city limits of Richmond? Well, here it is. This home has potential. Fixer upper's dream. Bring your ideas and skills to make this home a special home.
Does it come with the fridge?
Oh, God, I hope so, right?
Does it have a special appearance by Jinder Mahal?
It doesn't show the price now, but on the radio, because they were talking about it on Octane like the next day. So I've noticed, I listen to Octane a lot on Sirius XM. They've started doing match updates and stuff of what's happened in WWE.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
And just their quick like news breaks and stuff like that. So yeah. Grant Random is the DJ that normally does it. Grant Random is fucking hilarious.
Bitch.
He always uses like, if he tries to get you to tweet to him, he has tweet hashtags like, I shit in the bucket because the toilet was clogged. Like dumb hashtags that everyone has to use. But he was running through. I was taking the kids to school that Monday morning. And he was talking about the house being up for sale.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, home of ill-conceived matches and shitty plotted out events. And he's just like trashing all over the House of Horrors matches. Like, he's obviously a fan. But it was under 100 grand. Like, it was stupid cheap. Like, dumb cheap. I want to say it was like 32 grand.
It's all moved to Missouri.
And buy that house. It's a one-bedroom home, I think.
Shit, what?
Yeah, it was like a super small house.
Oh, no. F that.
I'm trying to see if it says how many bedrooms it was.
I want the house that... Triple H chased Randy Orton down to that one time.
Oh, yes.
And he like jumped through the window or something like that. Remember that?
Yes.
That was the same angle where Orton hit Stephanie with the RKO and then like kissed her.
If you didn't miss it.
Prone on the ground.
If you didn't miss it and you're in the market for a fixer upper and insanely low price, you're in luck. You can now own the house where Randy Orton was once incapacitated by a sooty fridge and somehow teleported to a nearby pay-per-view unscathed and shaved.
Nearby? It's on the other side of the country.
Right? It says, the one-bedroom home, one-bath, single-family home built in 1905 sits on 3 acres of land in Missouri. What, y'all didn't think it was actually dark at 6:30 p.m. in the Bay Area? Sadly, it seems the ghost tractor is not included with the home.
Dude, it doesn't get dark till like 9:30 in the Bay Area.
It says stupid cheap, but it doesn't have a link or anything to it.
That's me making little nerd sounds.
I'm trying to see if I can find that actual link to
overall, what'd you think of Payback?
Payback was okay. I'd probably give it 36,000. I'm not kidding. The real estate website, when you click their link, it's on sale for, it's a one-bedroom home. It's on 3 acres, 36,000.
And
stories the, 1.5.
And the demo's already done for you.
Right?
Because they tore the crap
out of
the
house. It's funny. It says this property is as is and is subject to third-party approval. But it does not say anything about the House of Horrors match in the listing.
Oh, darn.
Heating, gas, heat, propane, and forced gas. Cooling, central air. Guys, and it's in a good school.
Oh, heating, cooling, air. That's not bad.
It was okay. I'd probably give it about a C+. There was a couple good matches, but it just, I don't know, man.
It's kind of boring.
It didn't really pull it together the way I wanted it to. Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman actually put on a decent match up until the cameras, if you didn't, like at the end of it, at the end of that match, the cameras cut back to Roman and the referees were helping him put the blood capsule in his mouth. And then he just spit it all over the wall. And he was standing upright.
Yeah.
So that was bad. I don't know. I wasn't let down with it. It exceeded my expectations, but that being said, my expectations were extremely
pretty low. Yeah. Samesies.
I did not enjoy it, but I wasn't enthralled by it.
Yeah.
If that says anything.
I could have watched it. Like, yeah, I didn't. If I would have known how to have been, I just would have watched it later.
Yeah.
It's just been like, ah, okay.
And I was going to watch it later. I didn't have any plans to watch it.
Yeah.
And my wife wanted to watch a movie that I didn't really want to. So I was like, I'll fold some clothes.
Okay, I'll just commit suicide instead.
Yeah. I'm just going to go cut myself.
I'm just going to cut till I feel again.
We were playing Overwatch.
Yeah.
A couple nights ago, and this kid was just annoying the hell out of us. Wasn't playing his characters right, stuff like that. My friend, he's like, God, man. He's like, I wish I had the balls to tell him what I want to tell him.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's that? He's all, to eject the disc, snap it in half, and cut his fucking wrist with it. I was like, God damn.
Whoa.
Like, that's pretty good. I like it, but we got dark really quick.
Kicking down a notch.
Like, Mo. You might be reported. It wasn't Mo, it was Fobs.
Mo Fobs.
I was like, you might be reported if we said that, so you might not want to do that.
What's his gamer tag again? Just kidding.
Yeah, right. The kid? I'll give you the kid's one. Because he was a little douche.
Oh, yeah, it's gaming.
Welcome to Xbox Live.
I don't even play with the microphone.
Oh, no, neither do I. Everyone's always muted.
Done with it. Yeah, everybody's muted. Yeah, it seems he's with Payback. I more or less, whatever.
It was there.
I was kind of disappointed.
Served its purpose.
Yeah, the Seth Smojo match, that really didn't turn out the way I expected it.
It was a decent match. It just didn't end the way I wanted it to.
Yeah, really. I wasn't expecting the roll-up. Yeah. And, what else on top of that?
I kept waiting for the rain trigger. I was like, nope, we're not going to do it. No. And then now, apparently, after he bitched about it, Kenny Omega is okay with him using it.
Oh, yeah. Kenny's going to love it.
Yeah. So it just brought him more attention.
That's all. I think he's just doing it for mentions.
Yeah.
He's just doing it just to, you know, be seen. I mean, the more Kenny Omega gets put out there, more people get to know him, the more money that dude can command.
Goddamn, he hit Joe with that superplex into the Falcon Arrow. That should be, like, it's hard to set up, I get it, but so is the Muscle Buster, but that should be his finisher.
Dude, yeah, I don't see it. Like, I'm cool with combo finishers. That'd be
so
awesome.
So am I. Like, Ring of Honor does them all the time.
I would love to see a combo finisher like that. Just like a 1-2 combination, and that's it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, because it's just like, you're still recovering from the first movie, you hit with that second move.
You're done.
Done deal, yeah.
Yep. Nope, not going to happen. Super not going to happen. Arrow. Not going to work
here anymore. Hideo Tommy. Numero uno contender.
Return. Numero uno.
Numero uno contender defeated Roderick Strong in a badass match this week on NXT. Holy shit. And I love what the crowd's doing now. Instead of saying, remember on the two counts, they would go two.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, sweet, after the ref does two. So
that's good.
Yeah. I'm like, that's smart.
Smart. I like that. I dig that.
Gonna use that.
I dig that.
And then, fortunately, Ember Moon is injured.
Yep. So we're getting a triple threat.
So it's Ruby Riott, Nikki Storm, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cross.
Nikki Cross.
And Snow Connor and Asuka. And I'm pretty excited for that match. So actually, next week will be prediction show. We're gonna have Backlash.
Yeah, we gotta take over Chicago.
Yeah, Backlash and take over Chicago.
So big rumor for take over Chicago. There's a certain indie darling, if you will, that may show up in the front row with a suit on.
As we tend to see.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm down.
After you called the man with the big nose a pussy. Have you see all those videos? Did you see apparently him and Paige had a giant breakdown backstage at Impact?
Oh, God.
And like throwing shit at each other, kind of argument. And then they left together, so who knows.
You know what? If he's down with that, that's cool. If he can handle that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good for you. No.
I'd make it work for Paige.
Word is. Oh, hell yeah. So would I. Word is.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Adam Cole, baby, is on the free agency market, and just NXT is courting the fuck out of him. How excited.
Was he not being advertised for War of the Worlds?
I don't think so. He's done with. As of like halfway through this month, he was done with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think it was like 19th of April, something like that. He was done.
Is
he still being advertised?
I'm looking this up. Keep talking.
Because last I had read that he was already out of Ring of Honor. He hadn't signed with anybody. and that he could debut in WWE as soon as TakeOver Chicago.
Ah.
So if that's the case, they would do it like they normally do, just have him in the stands, right?
Yeah, just sitting in the crowd, picking his nose.
Picking his nose. Matt's still looking.
What month are we in?
We are in May. And it's gonna be May.
Oh, World of Worlds is literally tomorrow.
Yeah? Is he advertised for it?
Friday, May 12th. Getting a phone call from 317. I better not say the phone number.
You should.
I don't know who this is. 317-8206.
All right, everybody. You're encouraged to call this person. Good luck guessing the zip That's code.
Weird. Yeah. I've been getting local calls, but I think they're those spammer calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a customer who came in, and they were getting like literally 5 every 10 minutes.
Dude, that is nuts.
And she's like, what can I do? I'm like, you have to change your number. Like, there's literally nothing we can do to stop these calls.
Yeah.
So is he advertised for it?
I'm looking.
Come on, sorry. God damn it.
No, I was just making sure that the pay-per-view was coming up, and it is. So I'm looking at the Wikipedia now. Oh, so this is Ring of Honor World and New Japan.
Yeah, it's normally this with the world.
So let's see if there's any matches. I could have sworn I saw Adam Cole on the card.
It was Adam Page.
Maybe.
The Hangman Page.
Right. Sorry. This is in Toronto. It's cool.
You want to run down the match card since it's this week?
Results. Oh, shit. This is old.
Ah, God.
2017? Oh, interesting.
Or did it already happen?
It's going on still.
Yeah,
like World of Worlds is literally going on forever. There's 4 nights.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. Tonight is... Holy shoot. This is a lot. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it was just...
So you don't see Adam Cole on there?
I don't see Adam Cole on here.
So Adam Cole supposedly is already done with Ring of Honor and supposedly supposed to be NXT bound.
Wow. Sorry.
If you could bring one NXT superstar to the Raw roster right now. We've lost. We don't have Brock Lesnar on there right now. Now we've lost Braun Strowman for 2 months due to an elbow injury. He's having elbow surgery. So he's out 48 weeks.
When you're Braun Strowman and you're jerking off, you do it too hard.
I hurt my elbow whopping my ass after I was marking it. On my left hand, I was trying to mark it on the places I pooped at. And on the right hand, I was whopping my ass. And
I was swiping right.
I got like tennis elbow from whopping my butthole.
Country strong.
Country strong on my butthole.
I'm not done with you yet.
That's what he was saying to I'll allow it.
That's what he was saying to his ass. I'm not done with you yet. And then he hurt himself.
He was talking to his dingleberries.
I'm not done with you yet.
Yeah, so if you could fill the void with any NXT superstar, who would you pick?
I'm going to pick somebody that just showed up and pick Aleister Black.
I would say Drew Galloway.
Aleister Black. Because he's brand new, we still don't have like a full on feeling for him. And that dude's going to go.
Hell yeah.
I don't think you can let him hang around it.
Tommy fucking in.
You can't let him just, you know, I don't want to say wallow, but I feel like he's just going to sit around NXT for a while.
On my way back from my training that I was at
they're trying
today.
To make him the next Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to get him and get that allure where he's the next Finn Balor in NXT.
Yep.
And that was a lot of fun.
It's going to happen.
And, you know, and it even happened with Shinsuke Nakamura. And I love what they're doing with Nakamura right now on SmackDown. They're just like, you
I
know,
just hate
you're
the
on
artist.
The roster.
Like, seriously, we're going to call him
you're
the artist?
You're on the roster, but you know what? We're going to hold you off till the pay-per-view, until like you wrestle on TV.
Yep.
And I like what they're doing with that.
I like him and Ziggler as his first match. Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a match.
That's going to be good.
But I don't like that they
the artist Shinsuke Nakamura.
Instead of the King of Strong style. Like I just
don't know why they didn't do that. Yeah.
That's Vince for you.
That's an NXT
He's thing. Weird. Let's make him an artist.
He's the artist Nakamura.
I think I saw him play a violin once.
I think he has violins in his...
He's got no chance in hell. Of being the King of Strong Style.
Can you play No Chance in Hell on the violins?
You know Freebird. Hey, man, I know Freebird.
Get out of here, Michael P.S. Hayes.
I don't know why I almost sounded like one of the Good Brothers here.
Good Brother.
Man, they got kind of squashed this week, didn't they? In the tag team turmoil?
By Sheamus and Cesaro?
Yeah. So, all right, here's a funny note. What was Kurt Angle's reasoning for not allowing Golden Truth a title match?
The win-loss record.
Do you know what the win-loss record is?
Is it good?
As of Monday night, after their loss Monday night, Dave Meltzer compiled their win-loss record after that comment was made.
Yeah.
After their loss Monday night, they're 36-1
for this year.
36-1. Monday night was their first loss of the year, and Kurt Angle claimed that their win-loss record was why they couldn't get a title
Shitty
match.
Shitty writing, man.
Right?
Shitty writing.
Like, do they not think that there's going to be a mark out there who was going to go back? Someone like Meltzer, who was going to go back and take... Because, I mean, Meltzer gets reports from all around.
Yeah.
So he knows, you know.
That's right. He's getting reports from all the live shows.
We sent him a report from the New Mexico live show that we were at.
He fucked it up.
Yeah, we did. I fucked it up?
No, I said he did.
I was like, God damn it. Did he post it?
He posted somebody else's. It was a completely different result.
Really?
Yeah.
Dickhead.
Yeah, it was. He was saying that Xavier Woods was there, and I'm like, Xavier Woods was not there.
Xavier Woods was not there.
Alicia Fox, they had Alicia Fox on the card. I'm like, Alicia Fox was not
there. Alicia Fox was not there either.
And that one went to a whole bunch of websites, so that got jacked around, yeah.
Yeah, but he's reporting them at 36-0. And
Meltzer. That's hilarious.
He sent that report out like Sunday or Monday, and it was 36-0, and then they lost Monday night, so it was 36-1.
Damn. So Goldust was in the right asking for a title shot.
Yeah. So, and apparently, there's a new actual game show coming to the WWE Network hosted by R-Truth.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm really excited for
that. I'm down for a game show on the network.
I haven't watched it yet, but have you seen who was on the newest Table of Three?
It was, no.
Edge and Christian and Angle.
Oh, yeah, Team EAC.
Yep, that's and they right. were doing the kazoos and everything. I can't wait to watch that episode. I tried to watch the one with Shawn Michaels and AJ Styles and Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash is so fucking boring. Like, it just,
oh, he is, yeah.
It was so terrible. And then Shawn Michaels was talking about... Like, he's like, yeah, I just show up at the performance center. I don't necessarily, you know, have a job there. Yeah. They don't pay me. I don't have a job. He's like, I just like being there, so I'm always there. And he's like, one day someone's going to offer me a job, and I'll of course take it. He's like, but I just show up. And Kevin Nash is like, yeah, screw that. Not me. If you're not paying me, I'm not doing anything. I'm like, it's because you're a piece of shit. That's why.
You're horrible.
Yeah, and you need, I mean, to his credit, he needs that money for fucking quad surgeries every so often. So.
Every 6 months?
Yeah. He goes through quads like most people go through tires.
Yeah. I didn't plan it last week. I put out that EC3 episode. And come to find out, EC3 has turned heel.
Yes.
Yeah. So awesome. I actually watched Impact last week.
Yeah.
I watched it as it aired.
I wanted to, and I just never got the time.
Yeah, and I don't remember the last time. I didn't even remember the last time I watched it when it aired.
Right.
Before my kid was born.
I always watch it on like a Saturday or Sunday when I do get to watch it. How was it?
Good. It was good.
It's getting better.
There's been a lot of changes, but it's good.
Good.
And Christina Von Erie dropped the title to Sienna, the GFW women's title. And there was a GFW title between Nick Aldis and, oh man, I forget. Well, great, I forget. But there was a number contender match between, what's his face? Dummy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eli Drake.
Tommy. Yeah.
That was good stuff. And that match was good. So
here's a question for you that I saw posed on another group.
Alberto El Patron.
Yes. No, if you could do a trade between WWE and Impact, one person, just
one for one?
One for one. Who would it be?
I like Eli Drake a lot. I also like EC3 a lot.
Yeah, those are the two that I was torn between.
Gosh. I'd have to flip a coin on one of those. I would trade EC3 and two WWE and send over... Heath Slater.
Really? Why Heath? He's got kids, man.
He can do big things. You know, send Axel down to TNA.
That's not a bad choice.
I think Axel would kick ass in TNA.
That's not a bad
choice. He is so misused in WWE, and I feel like if he went to another place and kind of did the Cody Rhodes style, you know, bring Cody Rhodes back, man.
Right?
Dude's kicking ass.
You think he ever shows back up?
Eventually. Like maybe 5 years down the road.
Yeah.
I see
to Cody, be inducted, you think?
Not inducted. I just see just to go out, maybe get a title run even. You know, we see a lot of the guys leave, and especially someone like Drew Galloway, who's been gone for 3 years now. And now he's come back into NXT, you know, and NXT for all of it is a developmental brand.
Right.
But now it's, you know, now
so us it's as not fans, necessarily developmental anymore.
Us as fans, we prefer to watch that one because it's quick, it's fast, you get a lot more action.
And there's a good who's who there.
3 hours. Yeah, and it's just such a stacked show. And who?
No, that's not what I'm laughing at. I'll get to it when you're done.
And it's just, just Drew Galloway is awesome in NXT. I like him being there. But I would have probably EC3 and Eli Drake on. Send over Axel and... Who else?
Let's make it two then, because you're torn between the two.
And Ziggler.
Two for two.
Send
Fuck
Ziggler
you, man.
To TNA.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say Ziggler to TNA.
TNA, and he's just being
I think he could do a lot of really big things badly. For another company.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Ziggler would never go to TNA.
No.
Because the money wouldn't be as good. And he would probably just take that time off to focus on his comedy.
I think if
But I think once his comedy fails.
Oh, fuck.
Then he would go to TNA.
I think if he did the Cody Rhodes thing, like, he could make.
Oh, Ziggler could act. I think Ziggler can do things like that, yeah.
Like, just leave and go to different companies. And can you imagine Ziggler being part of the Bullet Club? I mean.
I would love it, yeah.
Just touring the indies, going to Ring of Honor. Just, God, he'd be great.
I'd
love to see him work with some guys that could keep up with his level.
I guess it's a good problem to have, but you just have so many top guys currently signed to both sides of Raw and SmackDown, and you just flounder, and you don't know what to do with them.
Speaking of top guys, I think we're only about 4 weeks away from the return of the Revival.
Yeah. So, yeah, should be coming up really soon.
They said that his jaw was still wired shut. Kofi got his boot off as well.
Yeah, that's great.
So, you see a shirt that said, Karma broke Dash's jaw?
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. No, I was laughing.
I also thought it was funny, like, Kofi had a big old stain on his shorts.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at that picture, I saw it too. Like a big old stain. I'm like.
I was laughing my ass off when I said who's who, because I sent you a link to a movie called Boone the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
With John Morrison. And your reply back to me was, wow, that's a who's who gives a shit. I was like, that's pretty good.
We're talking about the casting list.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty good.
For Rampage Kevin Jackson, Sorbo. Kevin Sorbo, Lorenzo Lamas.
Yes.
I think that's who it was.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, and just Quentin Rampage Jackson.
That's it was a terrible thing. Looking movie.
Yeah, it looks horrible. I'm just like, wow, that's a who's who gives a shit.
It was the best response. And I think I replied back to you. I was like, you need to put that as an Amazon review.
They would have let me put it on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, you can't say shit. And I'm just like, it doesn't have the same effect.
Who gives a crap?
Yeah, and I had to technically, I guess,
who gives a damn? Could you put that?
Maybe I can. I'll try back and do it again. I remember I tried to do it like that day of. I haven't tried since then.
That's funny.
Yeah, so Impact was good. I enjoyed it. It's cool to see these GFW talent like show up. Yeah, you know, it is just...
It's kind of a shot in the arm they needed.
Yeah, and I think I know where they're going with here. It's like they're going to probably combine the titles.
They've already announced that they're combining the companies, so I'm sure the titles are. And then now finding out, you know, that Lucha is going to start sending stars to Impact and back and forth. Like, that's... It's a shot in the arm that company really needed.
That's good. I like the partnerships, yeah. Oh, hey, Billy Corgan.
Yes, I don't know why I could not reach for his name. I was like, fuck.
I had a feeling you were going to bring that up.
Yes. We're talking about Billy Corgan purchased NWA.
Yeah, Top Comment.
Yeah, Top Comment. Read it. You remember it. I know you know it by heart.
Billy Smashing Pumpkins and NWA both have sucked since 1979.
Yep, pretty much. It's good shit. Good shit.
That's good stuff. Yeah, so... I felt Billy Corgan did some good things while he was in TNA. Definitely a lot
Despite of the... Despite all my range, I'm going to book this match inside a cage.
That's good. we had some good... We had, you know, the whole Delete, you know, that came under
There was some
wing.
Good stuff that came out of that.
You know, we saw some good talent exchange. I felt it started going downhill a little bit more when he started to make his presence felt on TV a lot
yes.
more. But I think he's a good shot in the arm for wrestling.
Yeah, and, he is.
You know, he tried his best...
He cares. I mean,
he cares. He fought for TNA, and you know, eventually, I mean, he did lose, but he fought to like
the bitter end
that company, and
really.
He just wanted it to be the best for TNA. He just was tired of seeing that company just flounder when you know they have the star talent.
So
to
you be brought up Delete. We are apparently nowhere near getting the broken heart.
Yeah, I keep waiting, and it just
well apparently
just and
beginning of this month, May 1st, I believe it was May 1st.
Yeah,
Impact. File trademarks again. For Broken Hardy, Senior Benjamin, Brother Nero, everything they could. But Matt had apparently filed for those trademarks on March 30th. So now they're in a legal battle on those. WWE is still fighting, apparently, but it's not happening. Matt keeps saying on Impact or on Twitter that, you know, as soon as they defeat or delete the Broken Owl or the Bastard Owl, whatever he's calling it, that they're going to get it. Or Diabolical Owl, I think is what he's calling it. But
yeah, apparently Rebby Hardy and Karen Angle were getting into it on Twitter.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, Karen Angle doesn't know how to use the at symbol, though.
Yeah, I saw that. So what did she call her? Or what did she tell her?
She said STFU.
Oh, she said something. Yeah, but she actually spelled it out, right?
Yeah. And Yeah, she said that to Rebbe, and everybody was like, we know who this is for. You just didn't at them, which is hilarious.
She's so stupid.
Karen Engel's dumb.
I'm looking, I had some bit of
Karen notes. Jarrett, I mean. She's going by Jarrett, right?
Yeah.
How weird is that? Didn't she have like all kinds of kids with Kurt Angle?
I think she did, yeah.
She had like four kids, right?
Yep.
Dang, Jarrett. Nothing stops him, huh?
Fucking right.
Double J.
So, Jared Folawell.
Fogel?
Nah, Folawell. You don't recognize that name?
No.
Maybe it's because he's part of a fucking terrible band that nobody cares about. Kings of Leon.
Oh, yeah.
Tweeted, said, hey, adults, let's maybe not watch professional wrestling, you know? And he got fucking
He got roasted, owned, dude. He got roasted online.
Austin Creed. I don't think he knows what he speaks of. Pro wrestling is the best thing ever, but I'm sure you all have educated already. Big E. Don't play with my money.
Yeah, I like that one.
Killian Dane. Telling people what to do and what to like is not very rock and roll, is it, lad? Joey Ryan. I do like Kings of Leon, and I wouldn't hold this statement against them. I'm sure his bandmates are embarrassed for him about this tweet. Iron Sheik, here's a tip. Go fuck yourself. Dash Wilder, I miss when you guys were making good music or on hiatus, you know? Yeah. I think you tweeted, the aren't they this year, this generation Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
I saw another one that said, basically, I mean, was it wasn't very funny, but it was point taken. You got to turn to Twitter whenever you're not making hits any longer to make yourself relevant. But he got fucking roasted bad on Twitter and then replied back with, oh, no, I was just kidding, guys.
Somebody stole my phone.
Yeah.
And then he had put a meme of, like, it said I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Just couldn't. I think he was still getting roasted the day after, too.
So it was. I didn't get to see all of Raw because we had a fucking crazy hailstorm, and it actually knocked out my satellite for a little while. So I had to watch it on Hulu the next day.
Yeah.
But was Titus O'Neil on Raw?
I thought he was.
Titus O'Neil, according to CMZ Sports, WWE superstar Titus O'Neil allegedly lost his mind over a WWE cameraman and beat him black and blue after a prank for a YouTube show. WWE swerved.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Said the cameraman, Donald Anderson, has now filed a lawsuit in Superior Court demanding more than $1.2 million in damages. The prank involved WWE superstar getting zapped. However, Titus received the electric shock, and he flipped out, kicked the cameraman, and kicked the camera out of his hand. The cameraman suffered serious injuries to his hand, fingers, and wrist during the incident. And he's suing Titus O'Neil and the WWE for $1.2 million.
That's not an outrageous number.
No, I think that's something they'll settle up with.
Just as soon as like Titus is getting something good going.
Are you ready for next week? We got a UK championship match.
Yeah, on NXT Chicago.
Fuck, Tyler Bates and Pete Dunne.
I think Dunne's gonna walk away with that.
I hope so, right?
We'll go more into predictions next week. But yeah, I think
Dunne's finally. So I gotta get your opinion. Did you see what happened with Jack Evans in Mexico this week?
No.
Last week?
No.
Jack Evans. It was reported by a ton of different news outlets. Jack Evans took a serious bump and immediately went into a seizure, and they had to carry him out of the ring.
Oh, shoot.
People were freaking out. They were sending out their well wishes. They were reporting that he was in serious condition in the hospital after receiving it. It was a work.
He was selling?
It was a fucking work.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you feel about that?
Like, that's horrible.
It is, right? Especially after, you know, especially in Mexico where we lost Pedro Arroyo Jr.
That's,
we've got guys who have died in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, this is, that's fucking crazy.
That's horrible.
But let me see if this is the same.
It was almost a, like when they would do like the angles of like broken necks in WWE. You remember like,
yeah,
they write them off and like, you know, I remember one time like Dan Severn took a tombstone.
Yep.
And like they kind of wrote him off the same way, but it was because Owen Hart had just injured Stone Cold, like legit injured him. And so they were like, hey, let's do the same move just to Dan Severn. And so there's another injury angle, just Owen Hart taking out people.
It says Pro Wrestling Sheet reported false information this morning. And this is from whatever date it was from. It's been a while because I saved this for last week's podcast. Evans had, or they reported false information, but Jack Evans was not hospitalized after his so-called seizure in Mexico. And this is all part of the show. Evans had appeared to suffer from a seizure in the ring during his match Friday night for the Crash promotion and was stretchered out of the arena. Videos of the incident looked extremely serious. However, Pro Wrestling Sheets is now reporting that multiple sources have let them know that he was fine backstage, moving around, never made it to the hospital, and the whole thing was a work to begin with. Kind of classless, right? Like, I just...
Very.
Oh, man.
I just think in this day and age of where... we're so aware of injuries.
Yes, and we are aware of the risk that these guys actually take and what can go wrong.
Yeah, that's scary. I mean, could you imagine being in the crowd and just like, well, that was not fun.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, here's the story. This was posted not last Friday, but the Friday before. According to Observer, Adam Cole is now NXT bound and after May 19th and possibly showing up as soon as NXT TakeOver Chicago.
So we're still waiting until May 19th.
Yeah, May 19th is the actual release date from his contract. I hope so, man.
Cool.
I hope so. That is like the shot. Not that there's anything wrong with the current version of NXT as it is now, but Adam Cole being there is the shot in the arm for me that I need.
We got a nice little reboot going on.
We really do.
I was sitting there watching it. And
we had about a 9-month-long stalemate, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, where it was just,
even with Shinsuke there, it just, they didn't have guys to feed him.
There was nobody, there was nobody for him. So now we got guys like, we got Roderick Strong, Bobby Roode, Hideo Tomi is still there, Eric Young, who is doing great
things. Drew Galloway.
Drew Galloway's in, Aleister Black's there. Adam Cole is just going to add to that mix of like great, insane.
It's going to be a super deep roster.
And I think we're going to go into a second great generation of NXT, just where, it's just awesome. We still got DIY there, man. Like, that is awesome.
And
and DIY has a ladder match scheduled against the Authors of Pain.
God damn.
That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great match.
It's shaping up to be a great show. And I think there was even a confrontation between Drew Galloway and Andrade Cien Almas again. So those two are poised to put on another awesome match between each other. I mean, and then Oni last week had a match against Drew Galloway, and holy crap, that was such a good match.
It was.
Jeez, like, oh my God. I think even my brother was texting me. He was like, did you watch that match?
Oni Larkin's a fucking beast, yeah, man.
Dude, that was sick.
I sent you this picture earlier in the week, and I'm still just blown away by the who's who of this roster.
Yeah.
It's Ring of Honor of circa 2009.
Oh, yeah.
And listen to this roster. Nigel McGuinness, Brian Danielson, Austin Aries, Jay Briscoe, Mark Briscoe, Delirious, Go Shozaki, Eric Stevens, Claudio Castagnoli, Cesaro, Rocky Romero, Davey Richards, Roderick Strong, El Generico,
Sami Zayn,
Kevin Steen, Chris Hero, Larry Sweeney, Adam Pearce, Ruckus, Jigsaw, The Necro Butcher, Jimmy Jacobs, Tyler Black, Seth Rollins, Shane Hagdorn, Bobby Dempsey, Joey Matthews, which is Joey Mercury, right?
Yeah.
Sarah Del Rey, Blaze Hayes, and Julius Smokes. Like, Jesus Christ, like,
what an insane talent.
Can you imagine? All right, so that's 2009. We're now in 2017. We're 8 years removed from that. Can you imagine where we are at in 8 years in WWE from now with that Ring of Honor roster that's there? Because, I mean, obviously that we're watching Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
the guys that are there are watching it, and that's where our future is at.
I'm looking forward to when Leo Rush signs with 205.
God, it's going to be so good, right? He needs to be champ right away. Like, they need to get him in that title picture quick. Super quick.
Leo Rush is beyond talented, and it goes way beyond his size. Yeah, his size is going to limit him as far as he goes in WWE. Anywhere else, though, I mean, Leo Rush is going to be like big time.
Yeah. What is with JBL's hatred for Sami Zayn?
I don't know.
Have you seen his comments this week?
Yeah.
He's
insane.
What's the name of that show that he's on?
Bring It to the Table.
Yeah, Bring It to the Table. He said he would rather be waterboarded than have to have an interview with Sami Zayn, and he would rather be captured by ISIS than go to dinner with
him. That's horrible.
Those are terrible comments. Like,
I applaud the people who do Bring It to the Table and then putting Bring It to the Table on.
Yeah.
Because it's a very different show.
And it's
more of a radio-esque kind of a show where... You know,
it's part in the interruption.
Yeah,
it is PTI,
and it's a nice It's a nice little break where they can actually voice their opinion.
Yeah,
like, I don't like this. I don't like that.
I just don't like.
Even Corey Graves was like, "I ate crow because I said, I wasn't gonna be a fan of that match." And you know, speaking of AJ Styles and Shane McMahon, he goes, "And I had to take my word back." He goes,
"It's a good match,"
but I still, I don't take back. I mean, technically, take back what I say, but that was just for me. And
I'll admit when I was wrong.
Yeah. So.
Cool. I just...
Good guy, Corey Graves. Amazing, amazing on the mic.
Let's just transplant WWE, and let's say that someone on ESPN made those comments about an NBA player or an NFL player. They wouldn't be on ESPN any longer, right?
They would take a lot of flack for it. And
they'd be suspended at least, right?
Yeah, I think they would be taken off the air unless they were like a top talent like Stephen A. Smith.
He would be taken off the air for a short period or something.
Or what's his face?
Before some sort of statement.
Stuff like ISIS and stuff like that, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For making comments about ISIS and especially waterboarding, as controversial as it is.
Yeah.
So we continue to allow JBL to walk down this path of, okay, he's a bully. He treated Mauro Ranallo like shit. We now found out he treated Justin Roberts like shit. Now we're going to find out that he's making these comments on TV. Like, at what point is enough enough?
Yeah, it's going to take something. Like, I think he's close to being let go.
Or at least just put away for a while. Yeah. Like, I don't see them letting him go, but I see we've already removed Legends with JBL from the network.
It's true. That show's not even on anymore.
No, it's in reruns. Yeah. There's no new episodes, and they've already announced that it's not happening. No new episodes with it. It's canceled. So I'm sure they just take him off, like quietly take him off.
Yeah, you just remove him. He's just not on SmackDown 1 week.
Yeah.
Just gone.
You see who the announcers are going to be for the UK show?
No.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
I
Nigel.
Put your hands up so I don't hear your boner hit the table. Nigel McGuinness. I mean, like, up, cover the table.
Oh, right here? Okay.
And Jim Ross. Nigel McGuinness and badass. Jim Ross are our commentators for the UK TV show.
That's great. I'm excited.
It's good, dude. That's going to be a hell of a show, man.
I can imagine Mauro is probably slated for that.
Yeah.
But,
shit. Could you imagine Mauro and JR?
Nigel. Or even.
I bet you it would have been the three of them. Oh, yeah, oh, that would be good. But, man.
Let's hope that Nigel doesn't call it Ring of Honor again.
Yeah, you heard that, right? It was so good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So next week we got Backlash and Takeover Chicago.
I'm a little more excited for Backlash than I was for Payback. Are you?
Yeah. Actually,
we got a decent build going on.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens between Jinder and Randy.
Am I the only one who wants to see Jinder win this?
Yeah. No. I want to see Jinder win this. I don't think it's going to happen, but
there's something about
the possibility and them playing up the fact that, like, they're even saying, like, Jinder's a real threat to this title.
Yes. There's something about the idea of Jinder Mahal versus Rusev.
Yeah.
That it's intriguing the hell out of me.
And to see that at Money in the Bank, and Rusev's asking for a title, not at Backlash, but at Money in the Bank, which is 2 months away.
Yep.
And just the simple fact that, hey, maybe Rusev is just put in the Money in the Bank title match.
Right.
And he wins it. And what if he gets his title shot that night? Just throwing that out there.
I like the idea. Like, at first, when they talked about Jinder, I was like, you know, they're doing this because they're going on a tour of India. Like, I get it. We want to have him in the main stage. But this whole feud, okay, so, like, the idea itself, the initial idea I did not like, but Jinder Mahal has sold me on this feud.
Well, they finally They finally gave him the ball, and he's just like, you know what? I'm going with it.
The Bollywood Boys Singh. I keep wanting to say Sira. Mobley Sira for some reason. The Singh Brothers, as they're calling them now, they're just icing on the cake. Like, it's not necessarily the stable that set this up for me. I like the idea of the stable. Don't get me wrong. But Jinder on the mic, I've been enjoying.
Yeah.
And Jinder as a top heel right now. Like, this is not the Jinder Mahal that we had before.
That was a good promo.
And you know what? I didn't even snap on the fact until I was watching. I can't remember where I was watching it. Someone was talking about it. But Jinder Mahal went against Seth Rollins for the first ever NXT championship match.
Great match.
So he's come a long way.
I watched that maybe about a month ago. I was rewatching old NXT episodes. Were you? Yeah. Because a while back, they added all the original NXT content, which had the original song with the Coheed and Cambria.
Yes.
So that's still, so it's cool to, like, watch those. And it's so cool to see, like, the same episode, it had Charlotte and Bayley versus Sasha Banks and Summer Rae.
Oh, nice.
And, it was insane to see, like, how far those three women have gone as far as Charlotte, Sasha, and Bayley.
I really want to get that NXT, We Are NXT DVD.
Is it the book or the DVD?
No, the best of DVD.
Yeah.
Because that's the one that has the match with Seth Rollins and CM Punk in a tag team.
Did you ever watch that match?
I have not.
Oh, I got it saved somewhere.
In Spank Bank?
Yeah. It's good stuff. So big show next week. I'm looking forward to doing the show next week. We'll be here.
And, some fun stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So on that note, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. We did not have any this week because I didn't ask for any.
Oh, I did receive a request. I did receive a request. I went to Lubbock this week, Lubbock, Texas, which is about 2.5 hours away from where we are. I had to go to a training for Verizon. Matt's brother just so happens to work for Verizon. And his brother, Eric Salgado, asked me to have a certain superstar reach out to you.
Okay, who am I going to meet up with? Oh, hey, Macho. How are you doing?
Your brother says you're a piece of shit. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, your brother says to go fuck yourself. Yeah, go fuck yourself from the tallest mountain. Yeah.
That's not what I wanted to hear, but okay. He didn't.
Yeah, all the way to the top, fuck yourself at the peak, and fall right back down. Yeah.
I'm taking that as a belated birthday present.
Yeah, happy birthday, you son of a bitch.
Get out of here, Macho. Yeah, I'm going to go desecrate the carcass of Elizabeth.
Miss Elizabeth. I can't believe we went there.
Hey, you guys are also more than welcome to follow our personal accounts as well. You can follow us, me at Mateo83. You can follow Jeremy at JVader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. If you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, hey, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com or smartmarksquestions@provengamer.com.
Ooh,
look at that. I switched it up, you sons of bitches. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com if you're going to email us through there. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show. And we get a little bit of help from Amazon. Help keep the lights on. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, provengamer.com, and coming soon, iHeartRadio.com. Amazing stuff, guys.
We're going to be on iHeartRadio.
We're going to be on iHeartRadio. That is balls to the wall. Amazing.
Is it Great Balls of Fire?
Because
we haven't even talked about that for another episode.
Next week. Be sure to give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating and leave a funny review that I can read on the show. Joe left us a 5-star review and he said, "I hate wrestling, but I like these guys. Good show." See, thanks for the 5 stars. I appreciate it. Guys, write us a review. Give us 5 stars. That's going to help us out and all the podcast listings. That'll just help us go up iTunes even harder and faster.
Harder and faster, just like Michael P.S. Hayes loves it.
We're exclusive with Twitch affiliates right now. So if you guys watch us through Twitch, we're available only on Twitch for the first 24 hours. After that 24 hours, we'll be available on YouTube.com.
Yes, sir. You know where
to find us there. Be sure to check us out there while you're there. Also at provengamer.com, you can check out Trophy Horrors because that's a good show too. Check that out. I got to do some editing here on this thing because there's a show on here that's no longer available.
Yeah.
Also, there's a plethora of game reviews and editorials from plenty of writers on provengamer.com. So make PG that website your one-stop shop. Thanks for listening, Marks. I'm a little rusty. Once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy. We're the Smart Marks, and we'll catch you guys next time. Peace out. Stop and stream.